The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, November 8th. What to know about a big-name music festival that turned tragic when the crowd got out of control. Also, it took months, but a trillion-dollar plan to invest in roads, internet, the electric grid, and more is about to become law. Plus, why airport lines are expected to get even longer starting today. How Twitter users are making a multi-billion-dollar decision on behalf of Elon Musk. And how much more Thanksgiving dinner may cost you this year. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, unfortunately, we start today with what's now one of the deadliest concerts in American history. The tragic incident happened Friday night at the sold-out AstroWorld Festival in Houston, Texas. Thousands of people crowded the stage as rapper Travis Scott was performing. People who were up front got knocked down and trampled. Others got squeezed so tightly that they couldn't breathe. At least 8 young people were killed. Hundreds of others were hurt, including more than a dozen who are still in hospitals. Of those who died, the youngest was 14, the oldest 27. Authorities are now trying to figure out exactly what happened. They're looking into the design of safety barriers and what may have incited the crowd. Police are also investigating reports that someone was injecting other people with drugs. Another question is if enough security was on hand in the first place. Many people who went to the concert say they begged the concert staff to stop the show, but they didn't. As the Houston Chronicle reports, stage crews had the ability to turn off all the power to the stage and broadcast safety and security messages on video boards and over the audio system. But concertgoers say that never happened. In fact, it was almost 40 minutes from the time first responders were called to a mass casualty event to the time when the show finally ended. Travis Scott has actually been arrested at least twice for inciting riots at his shows. He pleaded guilty both times. After this weekend's tragedy, Scott posted a tweet that said, quote, "absolutely devastated by what took place." And he promised to work with the Houston community to heal and support families. One of the trillion-dollar bills Democrats have been negotiating over for months is now on its way to become law. The House passed the infrastructure bill on Friday, and the Senate already passed it back in August. So that means it's time for President Biden to sign it, and the White House says that will happen in a special ceremony soon. This measure includes improvements to roads and bridges, plus money to update public transportation and build electric vehicle charging stations. It also sets aside billions of dollars to expand broadband internet access, bring more people clean drinking water, and improve the electric grid. And that's just to name a few of the key sticking points. This bill has been called the largest transportation spending package in U.S. history. So how is the government planning to pay for all of this? Well, a good chunk of it, lawmakers repurposed funds left over from COVID-19 relief packages. More money will come from other unused government funds as well, but no new taxes. Most Democrats and 13 Republicans voted for this measure. President Biden is already calling it a, quote, monumental step forward for the nation. But many of the Republicans who voted against it say it's wasteful and, quote, socialist. President Biden says Americans will start to see the impact of the infrastructure bill within the next 2 or 3 months. Up next, Democrats will want to pass a larger $1.85 trillion measure to boost health, family, and climate change programs. This is the one that would be paid for with higher taxes on people earning more than $10 million a year and large corporations. To be continued. The nationwide vaccine mandate impacting 2/3 of American workers has now been put on hold. A federal appeals court blocked the new rules, at least temporarily, while they get sorted out in court. It's in response to several states, companies, and religious groups filing a lawsuit against the mandate. Remember, we're talking about the rule that would force companies with more than 100 people to make sure their employees get vaccinated against COVID-19 or be tested regularly. The groups suing have different reasons for being against it. Some say it would hurt a lot of businesses. Others say that kind of rule should only come from Congress and not the White House. The mandate is also facing separate legal challenges, like a lawsuit from Florida. But the White House is standing by the rule, saying it has the authority to protect workers from serious dangers, and COVID-19 is just that. So the administration is saying it's confident the rule will go into effect as planned on January 4th. Huge crowds poured into the city of Glasgow, Scotland over the weekend. They were hoping to get the attention of world leaders who gathered there for the COP26 climate conference. There were actually two giant protests. The first one was made up of mostly students, led by teen climate activist Greta Thunberg. Thousands of them came out to say the world is not adapting fast enough to the climate crisis. The next day, another protest came together that organizers say included about 100,000 people. They echoed some of the same concerns, saying they were sick of the so-called empty promises. Still, many world leaders have been talking up achievements from the climate conference. They announced a series of climate pledges at COP26 so far. For example, a deal on coal and a deforestation commitment. COP26 continues this week. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, Rothy's. What better way to enjoy the fall season than with a pair of stylish, comfy new shoes? In fact, nothing says fall like soft, plush merino wool. For the third year in a row, Rothy's is launching an exclusive autumn collection featuring washable merino wool styles. Now, if you've been listening for a while, then you know my first pair of Rothy's shoes were merino wool, and I love them. I've continued to love and wear them and get compliments on them since I first got them a couple years ago. They are incredibly comfortable, cozy, and 100% machine washable. Plus, they come in a variety of colors, patterns, and styles. I got a really beautiful bright red color that are so fun to wear and always stand out. So I'm excited to check out their merino wool styles for this year. To help you welcome the fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right, they gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. International tourists can visit the U.S. once again starting today. That is, as long as they test negative for COVID-19 within 3 days of their trip, and for those flying into the country, they'll also have to show proof that they're fully vaccinated. There are some exemptions, like for kids younger than 18. This is the first time in more than a year and a half that travelers from more than 30 countries have been allowed in because of the pandemic. They include countries in the European Union, the UK, China, and Iran. So now it's expected to be busy. Airlines say they're preparing for a surge in passengers, and people should expect lines at the airport. Delta says its international bookings are up 450% in the week since the U.S. made the announcement about today's reopening. And the Biden administration says people should also expect longer waits both at the Canadian and Mexican borders. Note that American citizens can come back to the U.S. without being vaccinated, but they will have to show a negative COVID test within 24 hours of their flight. The richest man in the world says he's deciding what to do with billions of dollars based on a Twitter poll. Yep, Tesla's CEO, Elon Musk, asked his Twitter followers whether he should sell 10% of his Tesla stock and that he would do whatever they decide. Well, the majority decided, yes, he should sell. Bloomberg News reports Musk owns more than $200 billion worth of Tesla stock, so he'd be selling off about $21 billion worth of it. Why is he doing this? Taxes. Musk tweeted that there's been a lot of talk about how much billionaires pay in taxes. And since he does not get a typical cash salary or bonus, he's paid with stock, he says selling stock is the only way for him to personally pay any taxes. So he put it to a poll. But CNBC reports there may be more to this story, that actually Musk may face a big $15 billion tax bill already because of stock options that are expiring soon. And that he would have likely sold Tesla stock around this time to pay those taxes, regardless of the poll. Either way, it's not clear yet if or when Musk might actually sell. But Tesla stock might drop when Wall Street wakes up this morning, just on the news of his promise. Plus, stay tuned if all this tweeting will get Musk in trouble with the SEC again, like it has in the past. One of the largest and most iconic races in the world came back to New York City this weekend. We're talking about the New York City Marathon. This year was even more special than usual, since last year the event was only virtual because of the pandemic. And this year, the race celebrated its 50th anniversary. The winners for both the women and men are from Kenya. They and more than 30,000 others ran through all five boroughs of New York City. The race was actually 40% smaller than it was in 2019 to make room for distancing, but about a million spectators lined up to cheer them on. In other sports news, the NBA champs, the Milwaukee Bucks, will be at the White House today to meet with President Biden. They'll be the first NBA championship team to be honored at the White House since the Cleveland Cavaliers visited in 2016. Big news for Sex and the City fans. Starting today, Airbnb is listing an apartment that looks just like the one the show's main character, Carrie Bradshaw, lived in. It even comes with her walk-in closet, complete with Carrie's fashions, like her famous tutu from the opening credits. Designers say they spent thousands of dollars to find items just like what Carrie wore and are encouraging renters to try everything on. The actress who played Carrie, Sarah Jessica Parker, will also greet guests via video. Each one-night stay will cost only $23, since the original show premiered 23 years ago. And of course, that's a steal. As the New York Post reports, Carrie's apartment would cost at least $3,000 a month today. But you'll have to move fast for this. The unit is only going to be available for two nights, this Friday and Saturday. Bookings open at noon Eastern today. It's all meant to promote the Sex and the City revival called And Just Like That. It's coming to HBO Max next month. And that's it for your main news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is brought to you by Crowd Health. Health insurance and medical bills can be so stressful. High premiums, high deductibles, and a confusing process. But now you have a new option. Crowd Health is not health insurance. It's a monthly subscription for a community of people looking for a better way to pay medical expenses. And for some, it can save hundreds of dollars every month. Crowd Health is really for those health-conscious people who are not already getting insurance from an employer. The founder, Andy, started Crowd Health after he had to write an $8,000 check for his daughter to get a procedure. He was already paying $1,200 a month for his family's health insurance. But now with Crowd Health, he pays just $700 a month for his family and would only owe $500 for the same procedure. And right now, just for the Newsworthy listeners, you can get your first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's a savings of almost 50% versus their standard pricing. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com/99 to learn more and enter the code Newsworthy at sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com/99 with the promo code Newsworthy. Crowd Health is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Term and conditions may apply. Now back to Money Monday. Expect your turkey, stuffing, and fixings to cost more this year. As the New York Times reports, this could be the most expensive Thanksgiving meal in the history of the holiday. Economists, farmers, and grocers say almost every bit of the traditional dinner will cost more, from the aluminum turkey roasting pan, to the meat, to the pie, to the coffee. Most of the problem goes back to supply chain issues, but the food supply is also dealing with high gas prices, labor shortages, and bad weather. For a lot of cooks, the biggest expense will be the turkey. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the price of a turkey is 26 cents more per pound than it was a year ago. The demand is still high, though. A lot more families are expected to get together this year than last year, when a lot of Americans stuck to small gatherings because of the pandemic. All things considered, Thanksgiving is expected to cost 4 to 5% more this year than last. But here's the good news. The American Farm Bureau says even though things might be expensive, they'll most likely be available. It's not seeing any shortages on Thanksgiving fixings just yet. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We will, of course, be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.